This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, welcome to Who's Talking. It's Hobbo alongside Frank Maloney, and we have Dr. Robert Call in studio with us tonight. Former Virginia great, secondary performer, and played at collegiate as well, right? Back
correct.
In the day?
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year to all our listeners. I know you've missed us out there since we were off last week. But we're back, and we're going to be with you. Now, I know it's also Tuesday night, different from normal Monday night broadcasts, so we'll be back on our normal Monday night at 8 o'clock next week on January the 8th. I know everybody was expecting to have Wally Walker with us in this first segment. We got a message from Wally yesterday. He was expecting to fly with his family from Seattle back to Dallas. And I think I heard there were like 2.5 million people flying yesterday on New Year's Day. And Wally's flight, unfortunately, was one of those that got canceled. So he's flying into Dulles tonight. So we're going to have him on, I think, in a couple of weeks, hopefully on January 15th. And our friend David Teal, the Richmond Times-Dispatch, terrific writer, recipient last year of the Skeeter Francis Award at the ACC tournament.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, and Hobbo was overlooked again. I keep waiting for that. You know, I can't imagine.
Those two, three paragraphs you write every week, that's probably not going to cut it.
Hey, David, thanks for joining us tonight.
I am a poor substitute for Wally Walker.
Well, you know, I wouldn't go that far, but we're happy to have you on, and I enjoyed your column today, and maybe we'll start with that. How does, you know, it's funny, Greg Gard, the coach at Wisconsin, within the last year, I saw him quoted as saying college athletics has become a professional sport with no rules and no contracts. And speaking of Wally, we had him on one time, and, you know, he used to be an NBA executive, and he said the current college situation is sort of like having an NBA team with everybody on a one-year contract, which would be absolutely unsustainable. But my question is, how do we avoid what I would call the Robin Hood scenario where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer in college athletics?
Well, Jim, there are some guardrails. There are scholarship limits. And there are limits as to how many players you can sign in a particular year. Now, you can take as many out of the portal as you care to, depending on, in football at least, if you're at the 85 limit. But, you know, we saw just today, Caden Salter, Liberty's quarterback, after their landmark season, he has entered the portal. But to his credit, at least he waited until after the season. You know, you talk about unsustainable. Having free agency during your season, which is what college football has, is ludicrous.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I just follow up on that. I wish they would do it in college basketball mid-season because Virginia could use a post guy. Maybe we could go out and get a post guy in basketball.
Ooh, Virginia could seriously need a post. Use a post guy.
But where you know, I guess who's going to step up and be the adult in the room and try to regulate some of this relative? Because it's just the Wild West out there relative to what you can pay these kids, including kids coming out of high school.
Well, and this is why, Jim, that Charlie Baker, the new NCAA president, and the conference commissioners are literally begging Congress for some help here. Because absent some antitrust protection, if you try to put some limits on spending, or you try to limit athlete mobility, you are going to get slapped with a lawsuit. And the NCAA is rightfully skittish because it has had its teeth kicked in the courtroom repeatedly, most notably 9-0 by the Supreme Court a few years ago. So any notion or any hint of a lawsuit has them running scared. And again, that's perfectly understandable. So they need some kind of antitrust cover. And also what they need is centralized leadership. And Chip Kelly, the football coach at UCLA, I think has a perfectly fine idea that probably will never work. And that is, let everyone in football be like Notre Dame, independent. No conferences in football, just all the big brands. Everybody wants to play big boy football. Make it like the NFL. One centralized commissioner, one centralized television contract with the very contracts with the various networks, not by conference. This is for all. There would be equal revenue sharing. There would be one football commissioner, and then the basketballs, men's and women's, and the Olympic sports could all return to sanity with conference membership. But here's the problem with that. The SEC and the Big Ten that have all the financial and all the competitive advantages right now would have to essentially unilaterally disarm.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
For the good, for the common good. And that notion in 2024 just seems so far-fetched and so unrealistic that it's hard to find some optimism.
Dave, this is Frank. Thank you for coming on tonight. And you are a terrific sub for Wally Walker. I would like to say, first off, Happy New Year to you and yours. Here's some thoughts. It has been surmised in recent months that where college athletics is really going is potentially two super conferences and essentially regional divisions, and ultimately it'll be just like the NFL versus the AFL, and then it'll be whittled down to one super conference. But it's going to take many years of TV deals and conference battles and all these changes to the structure of all these conferences. Here's my question to you. You've been following college athletics for many decades. And, I used to love, as a youngster, reading about your opinions and Doug Dowdy's opinions about recruiting back in the day. And we used to think recruiting was the Wild West. Now, the TV deals and these two major conferences are wrecking college athletics with the help of the courtroom out in California, which opened up Pandora's box with NIL. With all of that said, what do you think is coming down the pike? Where is this going to go?
Frank, I have no earthly idea, and I'm not trying to be glib. And I don't think anyone does. It's all so fluid, all so unpredictable. We have Florida State and the ACC suing one another. Can Florida State actually walk away from the ACC scot-free without being held to the grant of rights, without being held also to the ACC's exit fees? If somehow that transpired, then you would see the Wild West. Then you could see what happened to the Pac-12 happen to the ACC. And that's why I think this is going to be so protracted and so ugly, because the folks in the ACC realize, and this is not hyperbole, the future of the conference is at stake in this legal battle. This is a legal hill they are willing to die on.
Well, and with that said, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I think Jim and I have essentially come to the conclusion that that's what's happening. It's interesting to me that Clemson is standing in the background, chirping all over the internet, but not really throwing their hat in the ring. Meanwhile, Dabo, every time he gets a chance, he basically says how much he hates NIL and the transfer portal. But if he goes to the SEC or the Big Ten, he will have to go to war.
You don't have a choice at this stage.
Yes, he will have to go to war. And, what I found out through some research in the last 3 or 4 days, that Michigan spent $4 million to keep the current roster intact, and that Alabama was spending upwards of almost $4 million for their roster, all I could say is we've already reached pro sports level now. This is the minor leagues of the NFL. And How can disaster be averted now? Now it's basically just a giant train wreck, right?
Well, it's not easy, but the solution needs to include collective bargain with the athletes. That is how you put some limits in place.
You know what? That's fascinating.
Just like in the NFL.
Yeah, you think about the player's standpoint of view. They're going to have a lawyer in high school.
Yeah.
And where are their, you know, loyalties? You know, do they want to go to a school? Do they want to get an education? Yeah, who knows what will happen to the kid?
Well, the concept of the student-athlete is it's gone out the board.
It's been eroding right in front of our eyes
for David,
3 years.
You know, David, your article today talking about Florida State versus the ACC, the only winners of that battle will be the lawyers on both sides. But it's now collective bargaining. Now, how does the Charlie Baker proposal to have a $30,000 per stipend for these college athletes fit into that?
That's what no one knows. The proposal, Jim, is so vague and has not been vetted. And it was literally Charlie Baker showing his political side. And he is a politician. He is a former governor of Massachusetts. He is basically running something up the flagpole to see what kind of reaction, just to start the conversation, to start the negotiations. And that was his aim. He has done that. But again, expecting that this is going to come to some imminent resolution, to my mind, is foolhardy.
Let me ask you this, just to circle back to what you said earlier. I know there's been legislation introduced in Congress. Is there any prospect of that moving, or do you know?
No. There just is not in an election year, guys. Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we're stuck in nowhere.
Yes.
At the moment. Which is going to be very difficult. You know, this is Who's Talking. We talk about University of Virginia athletics, although the same thing would certainly apply to Virginia Tech, VCU, and Richmond. Those type schools are going to have a struggle competing in this new world order, I would think, don't you?
They're going to have some decisions to make. Is this what the donors, the boards, the administrators, and the presidents of those institutions, is this what they want to do? Do they want to go all in on what is essentially a professional model with minimal connection to the academic mission?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough sell, I think, for places like UVA and a few others. But David, this is a fascinating subject. We're going to have you back as this unfolds, because I think this is going to be a long-term issue facing college athletics and the University of Virginia and others going forward. But we thank you for your time
yes,
tonight.
Thank you.
And wish you the very happiest new year, and I'm sure we'll see you at a future game before long. So have a great evening.
Same to you guys and all your listeners. Be well.
All right, David Teal, the Times-Dispatch. We're going to break now. We got our friend Dr. Jody Smith of Ortho Virginia. After these messages, stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Okay.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Man, crank it up. There you go. Now that's a guitar. Jimmy Page, baby.
I wouldn't know.
I know. Frank's not really. All right. Okay, we can dial that back. Welcome back. Second segment of Who's Talking Tonight. And I'm going to have to assume that Jody Smith is either in surgery or meeting with someone that had a bad injury here late in the day.
The beauty of the show so far is we're at 6:20-something, and we haven't even mentioned the disaster that happened in South Bend over the weekend.
We're not going into that.
Good. I'd rather not talk about it myself.
We just actually talked about what we're going to talk about, and that is the college football playoff games yesterday were wildly entertaining, with the one caveat that way too much money was thrown around by four schools that made the college football playoff. And if it's true that Alabama is spending $4 million to reward their roster right now, and Michigan is spending $4+ million on their roster, then essentially all we've got is minor league professional football.
All right, Mr. Call, or Dr. Call, excuse me.
Come on,
Dr. Call, I have a question for you.
Well, first, let's say, you know, about all this money thing. Is it new, or has it always been
there? Well, it's been under the table before.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing I heard was the reason Florida State did not get selected is ESPN came in, and they were afraid that Florida State, having some key players injured, would not be competitive, and they were more interested in getting two compelling games, which they ended up with.
Sure.
Both of those games were very good football games, very entertaining, came down to the last play, the last couple of plays of the game.
However,
so is that plausible that ESPN got involved with the committee?
Well,
they did. They were in there. Boo Corrigan, the athletic director from NC State, became persona non grata for life in Tallahassee.
Well, in Tallahassee, but yeah.
Well, I'm just listen. If a team runs the table, Hubbo wins their conference title, and they're 13-0. Say that, Hubbo. 13-0.
13-0. Now, I don't question based on their resume, they deserve to be in. But looking at their competitiveness, maybe not. That could be what happened.
Well, what's the playoffs about? Is it just about getting TV revenue and viewership?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Okay.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Man, crank it up. There you go. Now that's a guitar. Jimmy Page, baby.
I wouldn't know.
I know. Frank's not here. All right. So we can dial that back. Welcome back. Second segment of Who's Talking Tonight. And I'm going to have to assume that Jody Smith is either in surgery or meeting with someone that had a bad injury here late in the day.
The beauty of the show so far is we're at 6:20 something, and we haven't even mentioned the disaster that happened in South Bend over the weekend.
We're not going into that.
Good. I'd rather not talk about it myself.
We just actually talked about what we're going to talk about, and that is the college football playoff games yesterday were wildly entertaining, with the one caveat that way too much money was thrown around by four schools that made the college football playoff. And if it's true that Alabama is spending $4 million to reward their roster right now, and Michigan is spending $4+ million on their roster, then essentially all we've got is minor league professional football.
All right, Mr. Call, or Dr. Call, excuse me.
Come on,
Dr. Hobbo. Call, I have a question for you.
First, let's say, you know, about all this money thing. Is it new, or has it always been
there? Well, it's been under the table before.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing I heard was the reason Florida State did not get selected is ESPN came in, and they were afraid that Florida State having some key players injured, would not be competitive, and they were more interested in getting two compelling games, which they ended up with.
Sure.
Both of those games were very good football games, very entertaining, came down to the last play, the last couple of plays of the game.
However,
so is that plausible that ESPN got involved with the committee?
Well,
they did. They were in there. And Boo Corrigan, the athletic director from NC State, became persona non grata for life in Tallahassee.
Well, in Tallahassee, but yeah.
Well, I'm just, listen, if a team runs the table, Hubbo, wins their conference title, and they're 13-0, say that, Hubbo, 13-0.
Now, I don't question, based on their resume, they deserve to be in, but looking at their competitiveness, maybe not. That could be what happened.
Well, what's the playoffs about? Is it just about getting TV revenue and viewership? Or is it actually about what somebody's done
the whole season? The viewership was already going to be there.
Yeah, probably. Up to a point.
So really, why was Texas in this thing? Texas should have been the odd man out. I understand Alabama. Alabama beat Georgia and stopped the 3-year win streak. Right? There's no arguing that. Now, I will tell you, Georgia made a statement, you know, in that Orange Bowl.
Well, I still think you could make a case that Georgia may be the best team.
I agree. And maybe Alabama shouldn't have been there.
And maybe Alabama was given a free ride. I'll tell you this. You could say all you want about Harbaugh, but he is taunting the rest of college football and taunting the NFL right now. And he's about to get a monster contract.
Well, and the Harbaughs could have a good year because his brother may win the Super Bowl and he might win the NCAA championship.
I'm going to say right here now, Lamar Jackson is the MVP of the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is clearly the man. And for right now, the Ravens are beating everybody. Now, I hear they're going to rest their players.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm a Steeler fan.
And the Steelers are actually favored this week. You didn't know that.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll take the W no matter how it comes. You know, I never understood wanting to beat somebody at their best. I just want to beat them, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody asks who played for them after the season's over.
It just
looks like a W on the record.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right, tell me, Mr. Call, Dr. Call. Abbo's already got me screwed up. Dr. Call, tell me right now, here and now, when you were watching the football over this last weekend, what were some of your observations?
Well, I was amazed at the talent that was out there, that's for sure. And, you know, the games were so close. It was interesting. You know, is that staged or what? Makes you wonder.
Well, the LSU game was very entertaining. I thought Mississippi beating Penn State like a rented mule. Holy cow.
Mm.
And it couldn't happen to a better team. I was so glad to see the Nittany Lions get whacked. Missouri pounded Ohio State. You know, 14-3 is a drubbing. I mean, that's, yeah.
Well, and the other question
Vince
is
giving me the finger. Hey, dude. Happy New Year. Who's
playing in your bowl game, right? Players are staying out.
The question is,
you want
the
real talent or not?
Well, the opt out issue that has reared its ugly head this year had a big impact in a lot of games.
Oh, clearly.
The Florida State loss is probably the most glaring. Did they have over 20 players ultimately opted out?
It was a bunch.
Yep.
Although
I
think even with all their players, they still don't beat Georgia.
And was it a protest? Keep your players out. Hey, you're not going to play us in the, you know, in the playoffs?
Could be a factor.
By the way, all the SEC teams won except for Alabama. All right, we are headed to break. We're going to have a whole lot more with Bobby Call coming up, and we're going to talk more football, UVA and the college football playoff, etc. Stay with us. Who's Talking is on a roll.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com.
to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Right, all right, all right. Who's Talking is back. That was Bill Leverty in his prime.
I did not know that. Yes.
Yeah, he's a Richmonder.
Oh, that's interesting.
And an old childhood friend, and he was nice enough to lend me that track, and we have tried to credit him every time we've played it. Anyway.
Hey, real quick, just yes. Obviously next Monday, back on Monday at 6 o'clock, and we have a basketball show extraordinaire, Bobby Stokes and Terry Gates. Is Terry coming in studio, or do we know yet?
Don't know yet.
But at any rate, two Virginia greats in the past, and of course, Dr. Boyd Rawls will be with us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report as well. So on to football here.
All
with
right,
Dr.
So,
Call.
So we have Dr. Call here. One of the more famous walk-ons at UVA, and who would ever believe? I believe my first year in the dorms, we turned on the game. It was an away game, I think, and they announced that you were starting in the secondary. And early in the game, you made a big tackle, And I just about broke my own stereo. I was laughing and cheering and going. All my buddies in the dorm were howling, and I said, "That's one of us," you know. And that was exciting.
It must have been Georgia Tech.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, good, that was quite good. A time.
All right, so you know how a player can develop. You know, I think you always had the measurables. I think you were just overlooked back in the day because you went to a prep school. Today, it's funny, UVA looks for more and more kids from the prep schools. And if you look down this list, Keyshawn Adams who signed with Virginia recently, is from the Avon Old Farm School. That is a very highbrow school. We've also got some players from a number of other places. And the young man from the transfer portal, Andre Green, he played at St. Christopher's, and he's transferring from North Carolina to UVA. And I promise you this, everybody is going to love the way this kid gets down the field and presents himself to the quarterback. And I think he's going to go crazy.
Well, we got to replace Malik.
I was going to say, hopefully he's the next Malik Washington.
If you look at this list, though, you know, we've got some real studs. You know, we could have some real talent. We just got to get enough talent on that front line.
Brother Lyons. Let's circle back to Chris Tyree. So he has over 3,400 yards of total offense from Notre Dame. He's transferring to UVA. Here's a Virginia native coming back to play in his home state. And I think they should turn him loose. I've watched him. Not only is he fast, he's elusive, he has really good hands.
Now, what is he, a running back, slot receiver? What a combination.
He's played running back, punt, and kickoff returner, and wide receiver. So he's a do-it-all kind of guy. And I'd move him around.
You gotta get him the ball.
That's right.
Calandria, he's got to get it to
and
him.
And I'm convinced that what Tyree saw from the work that Calandria and Musket did this past year in terms of getting the football to Malik Washington under Dez Kitching's innovations. Let's give Dez Kitching's credit. I thought he did a great job this past year overall, and if he can keep improving, okay, he's got to improve with some of these skill guys Virginia got in the portal and also in high school ranks. Calandria should have enough weapons.
Okay. If he has a protection, he's got to have protection, or just isn't going to work.
The offensive line, that's the one thing Mr. Maloney has taught me in 15 years. You know, the offensive line is critical to running the football, pass protection, all that kind of stuff. Now, am I right? Does Musket have another year?
Yes.
So he's back. So is there any quarterback competition, or is Calandria the guy?
Truly, there might be some competition, but that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, sharp knives get sharper, right? So Virginia got a couple of good high school players, Dane. Good luck pronouncing this. Wilik Linsky. 6'6", 280. The number 74 player in Ohio. Hopefully he can give Virginia some blocking on the outside in the coming years. I also like Benjamin York from Lake Braddock High School up in Northern Virginia. He's in Burke. 6'5", 285. He's the number 30 player in Virginia. These guys have got to become the next wave of linemen. You don't want to play them much this coming year, maybe even redshirt them, but get them out on the field a little bit because they can play.
And you said the other day they have, what, three scholarships available?
They still have three scholarships available. And I think what Tony Elliott and his staff are doing, they've got to have a few scholarships available after spring ball because the transfer portal opens up again.
Right.
But I think they need to use those scholarships, get some darn experienced linemen. Now, Virginia got some good news in recent weeks. Cam Butler and Chico Bennett have both announced they're coming back for one more semester. Let me tell you, that is a big deal because they're experienced edge rushers, defensive ends, and Virginia needs them.
Another thing we needed on offense is a great tight end. And we have this kid, Morrison, who's coming in 6'4", 271. He's fast. Is he the kid, or Let's see.
Yep.
John Rogers, that's him. 4.56 in the 40.
And he's from EHS.
6'4", 220. Yeah, he's a prep schooler.
Now, Tyler Neville from Harvard, by way of Lafayette High School outside of Williamsburg, is coming in, and he's a big kid. So here's a kid that's played 30-some games for Harvard.
Now, that worries me a little bit. Okay. Ivy League schools.
Okay, it's better than a kid that's a true freshman. Hybrid.
Right, I understand right. that.
So we lose Mish, we lose Sackett Wood, and Josh Rawlings was a bust, okay?
So the kid you're talking about is a tight end.
Yes, and he's got experience. And then we just mentioned the young man. What's his name? Okay, help me out. You just mentioned
the tight end, John Rogers?
Yes.
Or Morris?
So he's a true freshman. But he runs a 4.56 40. Put him in the game, coach.
And you say he weighs 270 pounds?
No, he's 6'4", 220.
220.
So, that's a tough one to cover. You know, you got speed and height.
Yes. All right, so looking at the entire allotment, there's 20 kids that have signed as of this moment, 7 grad transfers and 13 high schoolers that are. Now, here's a cool thing, and this is good news, according to Tony Elliott. Adams, Courtney, Simmons are all expected to compete this coming year. But here's what's cool. Minter, Hayes, Morrison, Adams, Brown, Ellinger, and Courtney are enrolling right now at UVA. So that I believe that's 7 young men, in addition to the 7 grad transfers. That's 14 new guys that will go through the entire
spring.
Weightlifting, the spring ball, all those spring practices, and then the entire summer. And that means they're not exactly new to the team.
Yeah, Bobby, as a former player, how much of an advantage is that?
That's a huge advantage to learn the system, to get to play with your guys, you know, quarterback, receiver relations, the offensive line, you know, that's a team effort, man. That's like choreographed stuff. You know, that offensive line has to work together, all 5 people. You know, it's not easy. It takes time to develop that.
Well, what we're going to find out in a hurry. Now that the quarterbacks are proven to be reliable and maybe even better than that, you've got Malachi Fields has proven to be a pretty solid possession receiver at one side. If Chris Tyree and Wilson and some of these other guys that are coming in can give Virginia some speed, and I believe they will, the question is, why can't Virginia have a double-edged sword attack with a decent running game, a more experienced offensive line, and with some new blood at O-line, Virginia's offense should be much better. Now, what I'm concerned about is Virginia needs better pass rush. They need to be able to put more pressure on other teams. Virginia barely touched any quarterbacks last year. If there's one thing that Tony Elliott knows he's got to do this coming year, he's got to shorten the amount of time that the opposing quarterback can hold the football. So,
you know what? All this doesn't matter a bit. There's one thing that matters most. Do you know what that is?
Tell me.
Learning how to win and not, you know, learning how to lose. They have to unlearn the losing, which they did. So they won a couple games, right? They beat UNC, they beat Duke. And that was learning how to win. They didn't know how to win. How many games did they throw away at the end of this?
NC State, James Madison, NC State, yep, certainly Boston
absolutely.
College.
I mean, stupid mistakes.
They had 3 wins, could have easily been 5 or 6.
It really could have. And learning to win for young kids is not easy. And it really takes making the play at the right time. And I think that's coming. So.
Yeah, and I think you even saw that last night in those semifinal games. You know, so many of these games at this level come down to 1 or 2 plays, and somebody stepping up and making a big offensive play, big defensive play. I mean, that's what happened in North.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly. Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right. Who's Talking is back. That was Bill Leverty in his prime.
I did not know that. Yes.
Yeah, he's a Richmonder.
Oh, that interesting.
And an old childhood friend, and he was nice enough to lend me that track, and we have tried to credit him every time we've played it. Anyway.
Hey, real quick, obviously next Monday, back on Monday at 6 o'clock, and we have a basketball show extraordinaire, Bobby Stokes and Terry Gates. Is Terry coming in studio, or do we know yet?
Don't know yet.
But at any rate, two Virginia greats in the past, and of course, Dr. Boyd Rawls will be with us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report as well. So on to football here.
All right, Dr. Call. So we have Dr. Call here. One of the more famous walk-ons at UVA, and who would ever believe? I believe my first year in the dorms, we turned on the game. It was an away game, I think, and they announced that you were starting in the secondary. And early in the game, you made a big tackle, and I just about broke my own stereo. I was laughing and cheering and going. All my buddies in the dorm were howling, and I said, "That's one of us." You know, and that was exciting.
It must have been Georgia Tech.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite a time.
All right, so you know how a player can develop. You know, I think you always had the measurables. I think you were just overlooked back in the day because you went to a prep school. Today, it's funny, UVA looks for more and more kids from the prep schools. And if you look down this list, Keyshawn Adams who signed with Virginia recently, is from the Avon Old Farm School. That is a very highbrow school. We've also got some players from a number of other places, and the young man from the transfer portal, Andre Green, he played at St. Christopher's, and he's transferring from North Carolina to UVA. And I promise you this. Everybody is going to love the way this kid gets down the field and presents himself to the quarterback, and I think he's going to go crazy.
We got to replace Malik.
I was going to say, hopefully he's the next Malik Washington.
If you look at this list, though, you know, we've got some real studs. You know, we could have some real talent. We just got to get enough talent on that front line.
Brother Lyons. Let's circle back to Chris Tyree. So he has over 3,400 yards of total offense from Notre Dame. He's transferring to UVA. Here's a Virginia native coming back to play in his home state, and I think they should turn him loose. I've watched him. Not only is he fast, he's elusive, he has really good hands.
Now, what is he, a running back, slot receiver? What a combination.
He's played running back, punt, and kickoff returner. And wide receiver, so he's a do-it-all kind of guy, and I'd move him around.
You gotta get him the ball.
That's right.
Calandria, he's got to get it.
I'm convinced that what Tyree saw from the work that Calandria and Musket did this past year in terms of getting the football to Malik Washington under Dez Kitching's innovations. Let's give Des Kitchings credit. I thought he did a great job this past year overall, and if he can keep improving, okay, he's got to improve with some of these skill guys Virginia got in the portal and also in high school ranks. Calandra should have enough weapons.
Okay. If he has a protection. He's got to have protection or just isn't going to work.
Well, the offensive line, that's the one thing Mr. Maloney has taught me in 15 years. You know, the offensive line is critical to running the football, pass protection, all that kind of stuff. Now, am I right? Does Musket have another year?
Yes.
So he's back. So is there any quarterback competition or is Calandria the guy?
Truly, there might be some competition, but that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, sharp knives get sharper, right? So Virginia got a couple of good high school players, Dane. Good luck pronouncing this. Wilicki.
Wilicki.
6'6", 280. The number 74 player in Ohio. Hopefully he can give Virginia some blocking on the outside in the coming years. I also like Benjamin York from Lake Braddock High School up in Northern Virginia. He's in Burke. 6'5", 285. He's the number 30 player in Virginia. These guys have got to become the next wave of linemen. You don't want to play them much this coming year, maybe even redshirt them, but get them out on the field a little bit because they can play.
And you said the other day they have, what, three scholarships available?
They still have three scholarships available. And I think what Tony Elliott and his staff are doing, they've got to have a few scholarships available after spring ball because the transfer portal opens up again.
Right.
But I think they need to use those scholarships, get some darn experienced linemen. Now, Virginia got some good news in recent weeks. Cam Butler and Chico Bennett have both announced they're coming back for one more semester. Let me tell you, that is a big deal because they're experienced edge rushers, defensive ends, and Virginia needs them.
Another thing we needed on offense is a great tight end. And we have this kid, Morrison, who's coming in 6'4", 271. He runs, he's fast. Is he the kid? Let's see.
Yep.
John Rogers, that's him. 4.56 in the 40. And he's
from EHS.
6'4", 220. Yeah, he's a prep schooler.
Now, Tyler Neville from Harvard, by way of Lafayette High School outside of Williamsburg, is coming in, and he's a big kid. So here's a kid that's played 30-some games for Harvard.
That worries me a little bit. Okay. Ivy League schools.
Okay, it's better than a kid that's a true freshman. Hybrid.
Right, I understand that.
So we lose Mish, we lose Sackett Wood, and Josh Rawlings was a bust. Okay.
So the kid you're talking about is a tight end.
Yes, and he's got experience. And then we just mentioned the young man. What's his name? Okay, help me out. You just mentioned
the tight end, John Rogers.
Yes.
Or Morris.
So he's a true freshman. But he runs a 4.56 40. Put him in the game, coach.
And you say he weighs 270 pounds?
No, he's 6'4", 220.
220.
So, yeah, that's a tough one to cover. You know, you got speed and height.
Yes. All right, so looking at the entire allotment, there's 20 kids that have signed as of this moment, 7 grad transfers and 13 high schoolers that are. Now, here's a cool thing, and this is good news, according to Tony Elliott. Adams, Courtney, Simmons are all expected to compete this coming year. But here's what's cool. Minter, Hayes, Morrison, Adams, Brown, Ellinger, and Courtney are enrolling right now at UVA. So that I believe that's 7 young men, in addition to the 7 grad transfers. That's 14 new guys that will go through the entire
spring.
Weightlifting, the spring ball, all those spring practices, and then the entire summer. And that means they're not exactly new to the team.
Yeah, Bobby, as a former player, how much of an advantage is that?
That's a huge advantage to learn the system, to get to play with your guys, you know, quarterback, receiver relations, the offensive line, you know, that's a team effort, man. That's like choreographed stuff. You know, that offensive line has to work together, all five people. You know, it's not easy. It takes time to develop that.
Well, what we're going to find out in a hurry. Now that the quarterbacks are proven to be reliable and maybe even better than that, you've got Malachi Fields has proven to be a pretty solid possession receiver at one side. If Chris Tyree and Wilson and some of these other guys that are coming in can give Virginia some speed, and I believe they will, the question is, why can't Virginia have a double-edged sword attack with a decent running game, a more experienced offensive line, and with some new blood at O-line? Virginia's offense should be much better. Now, what I'm concerned about is Virginia needs better pass rush. They need to be able to put more pressure on other teams. Virginia barely touched any quarterbacks last year. If there's one thing that Tony Elliott knows he's got to do this coming year, he's got to shorten the amount of time that the opposing quarterback can hold the football. So,
you know what? All this doesn't matter a bit. There's one thing that matters most. Do you know what that is?
Tell me.
Learning how to win and not, you know, learning how to lose. They have to unlearn the losing, which they did. So they won a couple games, right? They beat UNC, they beat Duke. And that was learning how to win. They didn't know how to win. How many games did they throw away at the end of this?
Certainly, I mean,
NC State,
James Madison, maybe NC State, yep, certainly Boston College.
I mean, stupid mistakes.
They had three wins, could have easily been five or six.
It really could have. And learning to win for young kids is not easy. And it really takes making the play at the right time. And I think that's coming. So.
Yeah, and I think you even saw that last night in those semifinal games. You know, so many of these games at this level come down to one or two plays, and somebody stepping up and making a big offensive play, big defensive play. I mean, that's what happened in the North Carolina game. I forget who had the interception that sealed the game against North Carolina.
It was a linebacker.
Yeah, but Cam.
You know, Jackson.
Was it Jackson?
James Jackson.
Big play, sealed the deal. So that's the kind of thing. And, you know, I think winning and losing, a lot of it is expectation. You got to get to the point where you expect to win. And you know, that's part of your DNA. And that's hard sometimes to get over the hump.
And football is all about reaction, right? You don't think when you make these plays. You know, the plays that I made, it was something you practiced during the week, and when it happens, you recognize it, but you don't think about it. You just do it.
I never thought, is this a good shot? I just shot it.
Right. Every shot's a good
that's
shot.
Right.
Trust me,
shot.
That's what Parkhill says all the time. Okay, let me point out a couple of things. Number one, we do know who the in-conference opponents are going to be this coming fall, Dr. Call. He said,
super,
right?
Super.
Virginia will play Boston College, North Carolina, Clemson, Pitt, VPI, Louisville, Wake, and SMU. All right. SMU, I believe, is going to be in Scott Stadium. That's fascinating, right?
Mm.
So just.
That's good. That's a good schedule. That's a good home schedule.
I think that's exciting for fans.
Yeah.
That's a good mix. Let's face it.
And I think with the new schedule, our permanent partners are just two, right? North Carolina and Virginia Tech.
I believe so.
The others will rotate.
It used to be Louisville, but now it's pivoted away.
I think they've been dropped because of the expanded league.
So thinking about what does Tony Elliott need to do to inspire, recruiting in the years going forward? Does he need 5 wins or 6 wins? Or 7, what does he need to lift the spirits and confidence of the high school coaches in Virginia and beyond?
Yeah, I think he needs to show that his players know how to play. He certainly has to win, you know, 5 or 6 games. And you got to beat Tech, right? You got to beat UNC, guys who are competing with our players, high school players.
Well, particularly coming off that embarrassment last year at Scott Stadium. I mean,
I don't think that's going to happen again. I think that lit a fire.
I hope.
And the big rumor is that UVA is spending money now on their retention for the players that are already on the roster. All right, with that, we're going to have to drop out here for a commercial break, and we're going to come right back for the Friday's Olympic Sports Report. Stay with us.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank you for joining us. And again, Happy New Year to all our sponsors, listeners. And we'll be back next Monday, normal time, 6 o'clock. As we said earlier, Bobby Stokes, Terry Gates, and Dr. Boyd Rawls will be in. So it'll be a big basketball show. This is the Olympic News brought to you by Fridays. Fridays to go. They got great appetizers over there, terrific happy hour specials. our friend Tony Grillo. He's been a good friend of the show for many years. So please go by and patronize Fridays at various locations here in the Richmond metropolitan area. Four locations, according to my co-host. So
it's a good place to go meet people.
Absolutely. Tell them Frank and Hobo sent you. But anyway,
a lot of awesome TV screens with excellent viewing.
Oh, yeah, great place to watch a game, too.
You can follow multiple games at one time, which if you're a sports nut like us, it's a great way.
If only you could watch Who's Talking on the TV.
That's a good point. Why can't we get a TV camera in here?
Well, there's a reason for that if you look in the mirror.
No. Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay, how about Mr. Brad Pitt
it's the same true for me. The only Olympic news, really, unfortunately, the women's team lost to NC State over the weekend, 72-61. Competitive game. NC State is number three in the country, so they're pretty good. The Lady Hoos go to Georgia Tech on Thursday for a game that I believe tips off at 7 o'clock. Down there in Atlanta, obviously basketball, and we've kind of avoided the subject for most of the show.
You've avoided it.
You know, I assured my wife that we would win at Notre Dame. We came up a little short, played very poorly, didn't shoot the ball. This team clearly has some weaknesses, especially in the low post game. I don't know exactly how Tony is going to overcome that, but we got to make shots, that's for sure. Virginia only converted 2 3-point baskets against Notre Dame, started behind 13-0, so a horrible start.
Hold on, that was about the time you kicked the dog right out on the porch.
It was not pretty. Saturday afternoon, I was kind of angry. You know, I get angry at these kind of performances, and it just seemed like I didn't get the sense the players cared the way I think they should. And hopefully they'll get that rectified, because obviously Louisville is in town tomorrow night, JPJ, 7 o'clock, so hopefully the home crowd. They seem to play a lot better at home than on the road, so tomorrow is a game they absolutely have to win, because Louisville's another team at the lower echelon of the ACC.
Give us a prediction, big man.
72-56. I have no idea. But then Saturday they have to go to Raleigh to play NC State, so that's really going to be brutal.
They're going
to
beat
Well, they have a good record against NC State, but they had a good record against Notre Dame under Coach Bennett, and they ended up losing on Saturday.
I think Tony's throwing chairs and chalkboards and erasers.
I think that's part of the problem. He's too nice. You know, Jason
Wilford's going to bust some heads.
Well, maybe somebody needs to, because I thought at halftime at the Notre Dame game, the coach needed to get in there and peel some paint off the locker room walls. You know,
I may be a football player, but when you don't have a big man inside, you're in trouble. I think we need to get one of these offensive or defensive linemen from the football team and just stick them out there.
You know, rebound. We had Matt Blunden. We had Terry Kirby. We've had some former football players on the basketball squad, so maybe that's the answer.
We need some height in there.
You know, maybe
just cover us on the wing and boom.
Maybe Jimmy Miller has some eligibility.
He was really more of a four than a five. We need we got to figure out a way to get Shedrick back. Yeah. Unfortunately, he got irritated, and I think the coaches got irritated with him, because I think he would have had potential as a low post option, but unfortunately he's playing down in Texas.
At least he had the height.
Yes. Yeah. All right, hey, next week's show, let's remind folks, we're back on Monday night. It's our regular night. Bobby Stokes, Terry Gates, Dr. Boyd Rawls. All right.
Bobby Stokes is a doctor.
Yes.
We have family practice.
We get along with doctors pretty well.
And, of course, Bobby Stokes was recruited to Virginia by whom?
Hobo, your only recruit.
Well, I was one for one.
Hey.
That was better than my shooting percentage.
What did you tell Terry Holland when you recruited him?
I said he's a great kid, and if he never plays a minute, it'll be a credit to the university and the basketball program. And he ended up doing far more than that.
He broke the four corners Ford had.
That was actually Tommy Briscoe. We can't get in that. Yes.
No,
positive.
No.
Well, Bobby was on the 76 ACC tournament championship team, so he's got a ring, as they say.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, we got 2 minutes to go.
Any prediction about the NCAA championship? Well, I guess we'll be on before that game comes next week.
I'm going to give a very, 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 very early prediction. I'm going to tell you that Harbaugh is on a roll, and his quarterback believes, his players believe, and he's got Blake Corum, number two. Number two is a player. And, you know, when you see a guy break tackles like that,
Everybody else on your offense plays a little harder.
Although the Washington quarterback is pretty special.
I don't care. You know what? Michigan's going to ring his bell.
I'm going to pick Washington. I'm going with the underdog.
The Huskies.
Come on.
Hey, the Huskies will be a player. Back to our original subject. The Huskies will be in the Big Ten next year, won't they?
By the way, did you see his post-game interview? I'm not sure that fellow went to any classes. This guy, Penix. His English was a little flawed. A little flawed.
You know, as a sixth-year graduate student, I don't think they have to go to very many classes at this stage.
Yeah, he could have gone to a few before that. All right, here's my take real quick. I'm going to tell you that Michigan is going to control the tempo, and they're going to get an early lead. They're not going to stomp them because, let's face it, Washington Huskies have some receivers that are going to probably be playing on Sundays. But because Michigan can run the football and they can rush the passer, they're going to set the tempo.
Well, I thought that was a big factor yesterday. Their pass rush really gave Alabama problems.
Yeah, that'll be the factor.
I think they're going to do it again.
Can Washington block?
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It's been a lot of fun. And we love having
Bobby Call.
Bobby Call in studio.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week with a basketball show, and hopefully we'll have some good news to talk about with Bobby Stokes and Terry Gates. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, everybody.
Go Hoos!
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell and Doska.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it
when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank you for joining us. And again, Happy New Year to all our sponsors, listeners. And we'll be back next Monday, normal time, 6 o'clock. As we said earlier, Bobby Stokes, Terry Gates, and Dr. Boyd Rawls will be in. So it'll be a big basketball show. This is the Olympic News brought to you by Fridays to Go. They got great appetizers over there, terrific happy hour specials. Our friend Tony Grillo, he's been a good friend of the show for many years. So please go by and patronize Fridays at various locations here in the Richmond metropolitan area. Four locations, according to my co-host. So
it's a good place to go meet people.
Absolutely. Tell them Frank and Hobbo sent you. But at any rate,
a lot of awesome TV screens with excellent viewing.
Oh, so yeah, great place to watch a game, too.
You can follow multiple games at one time, which if you're a sports nut like us, it's a great way.
If only you could watch who's talking on the TV.
That's a good point. Why can't we get a TV camera in here?
Well, there's a reason for that if you look in the mirror.
No. Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay, how about Mr. Brad Pitt would be?
It's the same true for me. The only Olympic news, really, unfortunately, the women's team lost to NC State over the weekend, 72-61. Competitive game. NC State is number three in the country, so they're pretty good. The Lady Hoos go to Georgia Tech on Thursday for a game that I believe tips off at 7 o'clock down there in Atlanta. Obviously, basketball, and we've kind of avoided the subject for most of the show.
You've avoided it.
You know, I assured my wife that we would win at Notre Dame. We came up a little short, played very poorly, didn't shoot the ball. This team clearly has some weaknesses, especially in the low post game. I don't know exactly how Tony is going to overcome that, but we got to make shots, that's for sure. Virginia only converted 2 3-point baskets against Notre Dame, started behind 13-0. So a horrible start.
Hold on, that was about the time you kicked the dog right out on the porch.
It was not pretty. Saturday afternoon, I was kind of angry. You know, I get angry at these kind of performances, and it just seemed like I didn't get the sense the players cared the way I think they should. And hopefully they'll get that rectified, because obviously Louisville is in town tomorrow night, JPJ, 7 o'clock, so hopefully the home crowd. They seem to play a lot better at home than on the road, so tomorrow is a game they absolutely have to win, because Louisville's another team at the lower echelon of the ACC.
Give us a prediction, big man.
72-56. I have no idea, but then Saturday they have to go to Raleigh to play NC State, so that's really going to be brutal.
They're going
to
beat
NC State. They have a good record against NC State, but they had a good record against Notre Dame under Coach Bennett, and they ended up losing on Saturday.
I think Tony's throwing chairs and chalkboards and erasers.
I think that's part of the problem. He's too nice. You know, Jason
Wilford's going to bust some heads.
Well, maybe somebody needs to, because I thought at halftime at the Notre Dame game, the coach needed to get in there and peel some paint off the locker room walls. You know,
I may be a football player, but when you don't have a big man inside, you're in trouble. I think we need to get one of these offensive or defensive linemen from the football team and just stick them out there.
You know, rebound. We had Matt Blunden. We had Terry Kirby. We've had some former football players on the basketball squad, so maybe that's the answer.
We need some height in there.
You know, maybe
just cover us on the wing and boom.
Maybe Jimmy Miller has some eligibility.
It would be nice, although he was really more of a four than a five. We need we got to figure out a way to get Shedrick back. Yeah. Unfortunately, he got irritated, and I think the coaches got irritated with him, because I think he would have had potential as a low post option, but unfortunately he's playing down in Texas.
At least he had the height.
Yes. Yeah. All right, hey, next week's show, let's remind folks, we're back on Monday night. It's our regular night. Bobby Stokes, Terry Gates, Dr. Boyd Rawls. All right.
Bobby Stokes is a doctor.
Yes.
We have family practice.
We get along with doctors pretty well.
And, of course, Bobby Stokes was recruited to Virginia by whom?
Habbo, your only recruit.
Well, I was one for one.
Hey.
That was better than my shooting percentage.
What did you tell Terry Holland when you recruited him?
I said he's a great kid, and if he never plays a minute, it'll be a credit to the university and the basketball program. And he ended up doing far more than that.
He broke the four corners Ford had.
That was actually Tommy Briscoe. We can't get in that. Yes.
No,
positive.
No.
Well, Bobby was on the 76 ACC tournament championship team, so he's got a ring, as they say.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, we got 2 minutes to go.
Any prediction about the NCAA championship? Well, I guess we'll be on before that game comes next week.
I'm going to give a very, 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 very early prediction. I'm going to tell you that Harbaugh is on a roll, and his quarterback believes, his players believe, and he's got Blake Corum, number two. Number two is a player. And, you know, when you see a guy break tackles like that, everybody else on your offense plays a little harder.
Although the Washington quarterback is pretty special.
I don't care. You know what? Michigan's going to ring his bell.
I'm going to pick Washington. I'm going with the underdog.
The Huskies.
Not happening. Come on.
Huskies will be
your player.
Back to our original subject. The Huskies will be in the Big Ten next year, won't they?
By the way, did you see his post-game interview? I'm not sure that fellow went to any classes. This guy, Penix? His English was a little...
He was watching game film.
A little flawed.
You know, as a sixth-year graduate student, I don't think they have to go to very many classes at this stage.
Yeah, he could have gone to a few before that. All right, here's my take real quick. I'm going to tell you that Michigan is going to control the tempo, and they're going to get an early lead. They're not going to stomp them because, let's face it, Washington Huskies have some receivers that are going to probably be playing on Sundays. But because Michigan can run the football and they can rush the passer, they're going to set the tempo.
Well, I thought that was a big factor yesterday. Their pass rush really gave Alabama problems.
Yeah, that'll be the factor.
I think they're going to do it again.
Can Washington block?
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It's been a lot of fun. And we love having
Bobby Call.
In studio.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week with a basketball show, and hopefully we'll have some good news to talk about with Bobby Stokes and Terry Gates. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, everybody.
Go Hoos!
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell and Doskin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.